Are you sick of talking about your 20 strikeout game yet? Because ESPN is running Strikeout Saturday, 8-hour marathon tomorrow with 4 of the 6 20 strikeout games in MLB history. And you've been talking about this for years. Does it get old, or do you still like talking about it?
You know, it's once a year I talk about it for like 30 minutes, and then that's about it. So it's I can handle that.
So let's go back to that day and you know, fill up some of that 30-minute allotment that you've got for this year. let's go back to that day. The 20 strikeouts, amazing, you know, and then everybody's watching that big old slider, that big old curveball. But a lot of fans here in Chicago are like, not just the 20 strikeouts, but the fact that it should have been a no-hitter. I mean, there was some plays and some scoring that happened in that game that maybe, just maybe, you not only had the best pitch game of all time, you know, with the advanced metrics, but you almost had yourself a no-hitter, too.
Yeah, you know, that's the one I get asked quite a bit, or people tell me it should have been an error, but I vividly remember when it happened, not even thinking about it being an error. I was like, ah, crap. You know, I thought I had good stuff by that. You know, I think it was the third inning when the hit happened, and towards the end of the third inning, and was starting to kind of get dialed in and knew that something was different that day. And, you know, when the ball went through, I was more upset at myself for throwing Gutierrez a curveball. I don't think, if you watch the game, I don't think I threw him another off-speed pitch the rest of the game. I just threw fastballs away and sat him down. But, like, I was more upset at the horrible decision to throw a curveball to Ricky Gutierrez. And, you know, the whole time it went through, I was like, ah, base hit, no big deal. So it never crossed my mind that was an error. Now, if that was in the eighth inning or the seventh inning, then maybe I would have kind of glanced up to see how they scored it. But even then, you don't want to get a no hitter because the scorekeeper had discretion and kind of went to your favor because you were at home. You know, you'd take it, but you wouldn't feel great about it.
Visually, it was one of the strangest games of all time too, Sarah, because it was like 34 Jersey Day. So you had a whole bunch of drunk 20-somethings in like Akeem Olajuwon and Charles Barkley jerseys, like anything with the number 34 out on the bleachers. So it was a crazy looking day from the television aspect as well.
Yeah. Well, and one of my husband's friends was the guy who would bring a bunch of kids to the games that couldn't afford tickets and would hold up those Ks. Oh. And so some of those shots in the game of all the fans in the bleachers with the giant K signs for every strikeout he got, that just adds to, like, the legend of the game. And if that hadn't been there, that's a whole visual as well. Carrie, I'm curious. You know, you were 20 years old. Of course you know at the time that there are big expectations for you. Of course you know that at the time this was one of the best lineups in Houston's history. You know that this is big. But how different do you think this would have been for you if you had done this, you know, later in your career with a little bit more understanding of what exactly had just happened?
No, I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly right. I mean, and you even said that I you know, it's one of the best lineups in the game at the time. I wasn't really aware of that. I went over the scouting report, but I still didn't know. I mean, I knew who, you know, Jeff Bagwell and Craig Biggio were, but, like, to me, Moises Alou was new, Dave Clark, all these other guys were just random names to me. You know, so, I mean, even growing up in Texas, I was a Rangers fan, so, like, the Astros were that National League team that nobody watched, you know, when I was a kid. So I didn't have a whole lot of knowledge. I was in my fifth start, and really my main focus was to stop the current losing streak that we were on. We had lost 3 or 4 in a row, I think, and it was my day to pitch, and I just had it in my mind to put an end to the losing streak. So I think a lot of that has a lot to do with how I was able to proceed through that game and kind of unknowingly have that happen and make history. I mean, I think especially in today's game with the scoreboards and the Ks are getting counted during the game. I mean, the only way I had ability to count Ks was, like you said, about the guys in the bleachers.
Yeah,
you know, I would strike a guy out, turn around, grab the rosin bag. I could glance out there, but once it got to like 10, you lose count. You can't count fast enough. You don't want to be out there staring at the outfield counting Ks.
Using your fingers. Wow, 10.
Obviously, when you sit down in the dugout, there wasn't a giant scoreboard that was announcing it to the fans or doing that stuff or putting it up on the screen. So, and they weren't holding the Ks up when we were hitting. So I had really no idea how many I had. I knew I had a bunch of strikeouts, and I knew, more importantly, that I hadn't walked anybody. And I was really just focused on ending the losing streak, not really caring who it was against. I was just trying to still kind of establish myself at the big league level.
Carrie, how would you fare in today's game where launch angle, there's an emphasis on that for hitters, and there's the devaluation of strikeouts also for hitters? I mean, there's nothing to strike out 150 times now. Before, that was kind of like a black mark on your record. How would you fare being the strikeout pitcher that you were, but also being cognizant of where guys are trying to put the baseball in the air?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to think I would fare well, mainly because of the fact that they are calling the higher strike. You know, I had to force guys to kind of chase that pitch. We didn't, if they didn't chase it, you never got an 0-0 pitch at the belt called a strike, you know, and you see Verlander, he's still doing it. Like he's able to pitch at that level of the strike zone and does it consistently. And he's still having success at, you know, 40 years old. So I think, I would like to think I could still have some success because I had to set guys up to get them out up there and you know, tried to stay down in the zone as best I could. But guys can live up there now, especially with these guys kind of, like you said, with the launch angle and everybody's trying to elevate the ball. If you can consistently pinch at the top of the zone and start and finish guys up there, I think you're a guy with some power stuff. You can have a lot of success.
Kerry Wood, former Major League pitcher who struck out 20 Astros on May 6th, 1998. He'll be one of the pitchers featured in tomorrow's Strikeout Saturday on ESPN and the ESPN app. I'm curious, we talk a lot about Super Bowl quarterbacks who are really young, and we say, you know, you can't take it for granted. You never know if you're going to get back. Same goes for a game like this when you're 20 years old. Were there times later in your career where you were frustrated? You obviously had other great monumental games, but frustrated that you couldn't hit that mark again? Were you aiming for it?
No, I think at 20 years old, you think that, oh, this is okay. I belong here. I can do this every time, because that didn't seem that hard to me, you know, at the time at 20 years old. I remember the next game I struck out 13 against the D-backs and seven innings and was kind of pissed a little bit that I couldn't get more, you know, and walking off the mound after the seventh inning, like, I should have had like 16 in that game. So yeah, just being naive and not knowing any better, like you said earlier, just about being young. And you know, Gracie said it all the time. He's just young enough and dumb enough to go out there and do what he did. So, and I really kind of believe there's something to that. So, yeah.
As we let you go here, how are you dealing with the times? How is your family? How are you? And what would you prescribe to all the baseball fans out there who are seasonally, their rhythm hasn't changed yet because there are no baseball games to watch?
Yeah, you know, it's going to get funky. It's going to get real weird. It's going to get crazier than it already is. I would say that right now I'm fortunate. We're all healthy. I'm not dealing with anyone in my family or extended family that has health issues or has contracted the virus. So I feel very blessed that we're healthy and I'm at home and I've got, you know, I'm surrounded by family members. So I feel for the people that have lost jobs and are stuck in a one-bedroom apartment downtown Chicago or anywhere in the country and can't get out or are, you know, kind of stuck in their house for weeks on end. So, I really think about those people and feel for them and what they're going through. And I can't complain. Listen, I'm around my kids that are, yeah, they're driving me crazy, at, you know, half the days. But I feel blessed to be in the situation. And, I just think about the other people that are dealing with really hard times right now. So I can't complain.
I know you've got the Kerry Wood Foundation. You want to give a shout quick to where people can help out if you're worried about some of the kids that you help out there getting through this?
Yeah, Pitch In is our program. We run a mentoring program, fourth through eighth graders. We're in four schools now. We've got about 175, 100 or so students. And, you know, we're dealing with that now, as like everybody else is, in the lockdown and no school and trying to engage our students and families as best we can and help where we can. So woodfamilyfoundation.org, you can check it out. It's called Pitch In. It's our program that we run and we fund. So details are on the website always, and we kind of try to do a good job, and we actually do a great job of keeping people connected and keeping them informed about what we're doing.